Welcome back.
Say hi, Jace. Say hi. What was that? What did we just do, buddy? We're hunting rabbits, aren't we?
Uh-huh. Yeah, dear. How
many did we get?
Five of them.
Five?
Oh my gosh, he's already telling fish stories. We got three, you little stinker. Did you have fun?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? What was your favorite part?
The rabbits.
Shooting the rabbits?
Uh-huh.
That was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Did we see a big deer?
Yeah, and an elk.
Well, we didn't see an elk today, but we did see an elk the other day, didn't we? Yeah. I tell you what, there's nothing better than hunting with your kids.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that right, buddy?
Mm-mm.
You like hunting with Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Babysitter's out today. Nana's not working, so Daddy daycare, and it's a beautiful day, isn't it, buddy? So we decided that we were going to go do some rabbit hunting. What are we going to go do? What are we doing now? Right now? Where are we going?
Home.
To do what?
Cook rabbits.
To cook rabbits, that's right. Good job, bud. We are going to go cook some rabbits for Mama, aren't we? Yeah. All right, what do we got to do first?
I don't know.
We got to cut him up, don't we?
Cut him up.
Yeah.
You going to help me?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's great. It is great. Not a lot going on right now. Work's a little slow, which is okay. Just between things, keeping the guys rolling. And so I'm enjoying this.
I saw the pull the trigger and shoot the blue bee.
You did. We did a little target practicing, didn't we, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
shot it.
We put the 22 on the bog pod and. I don't know. We're working on our target acquisition. I'd let him try to look through the scope, and he's still a little too young, but he's.
Yeah, I shot it.
You did, didn't you? You helped me. We pulled the trigger together, didn't you? Yeah, and you looked through the scope. Could you see the crosshairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you put them on the box?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a little target practicing, and. How old are you, buddy?
Five.
No, you're not. That's how old Lexa is. How old are you?
I don't know.
You do too. Are you two?
Yeah, I'm two.
Yeah, you're two.
Mom, talk about us.
You're almost three, though. You're going to be three in March, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mom's talking about us, Dad.
Yeah, actually, if Mom listens to this, she's going to be... You're going to be mad because you're going to be two in February. Your sister will be six in March. But anyways, I don't know. I don't know where this podcast is going to go. Me and little man, I thought we'd jump on real quick, give you a little update from our morning hunt.
We're going to get those rabbits.
That's right, buddy. Gosh, he's definitely mine. He wants to go hunting. I said, what should we do today, buddy?
What did you want to do today?
I don't know.
Did you want to go hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. He wanted to go hunting or fishing. So we went hunting and, well, I don't know, maybe we'll go fishing later. Probably not, because it's going to be nap time, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Daddy.
No, it's not dark yet.
No, it's not dark yet. All right, well, I'm just going to jump on periodically throughout the week. I don't know. I am thinking about maybe taking...
Mama, I shot the bait,
Yeah, you did, bud. Yeah, I'm thinking about taking the bow, and I got some doe tags, and I'm thinking about going to some public land so I can be as cool as you guys, you public land warriors out there. Maybe try to shoot a doe. I don't know. With this cool, the weather finally cooled down. It was like 90 degrees last week, and it's finally cooled down this week, so I'm getting a few more pictures on my camera. Nothing crazy. I don't have any buck tags left, but my wife does. So I'm hoping to maybe get her out this weekend. Try to get her a buck.
Mama,
that's right, buddy. Good job. Kids, they lose track of what they're trying to say. They get in a loop. But you love them. They're cute when they do it. All right. Well, stay tuned. I don't know. I'm going to jump on and probably be messing around. You guys are going to be telling me to get to work. But I can't because I'll run my guys out of work. About the time I say that out loud is when it gets crazy. We got a ton of work coming up. It's just nobody's ready for us yet, so if I do too much, then I gotta pay my guys to clean the shop, so that don't make any sense. I'd rather go hunting and let them churn away and try to make enough money just to pay their wage. That's pretty much where we're at right now. All right, I'll jump back on. Say bye, buddy.
Bye.
Say, get to work.
Get to work.
That's my boy. DJ knows that I need some fucking death metal today. This evening. It's 8 p.m. It is... the fuck day is it? Saturday night. Alright, I know I haven't done a podcast in a while. I've been busy. Kinda. It's been a weird couple of weeks. I haven't had any... I really haven't had... I don't have any fucking hunts planned. And, I'm in that stage of work. Or at work. Where we're kind of between projects. And if I go to... This is going to sound... it sounds shitty. Sorry, I'm taking my coat off. Bear with me. It's fucking hot in here. Got the heater up blaring. The rumble strips. The quality of this podcast is unheard of, unmatched. All right, at work, we are. Yeah, I'm putting my fucking seatbelt back on. Calm the fuck down! There. I'm back. All right, folks, I'm calm. Work, we are. At that point, we're between projects, and we just don't have that much shit going on. I'll be honest with you. It's fall. People have calmed down. You know, it's like once you get that first cold, that first snow, the phone just stops ringing. It's just like even people that had projects, they were like, come on, we need to get this shit in before the ground freezes. We need to get it done. We need to get it done fucking yesterday. Those people... as the minute it snows, the ground, it might melt that same day. It might even, the ground's not frozen right now. But for whatever reason, these people now, then, at that point, say, fuck it. We'll wait till spring. We got Christmas coming up. We want to save our money. It's just fine. I love it. I love this time of year. This is a great, and I don't know if it's just in my area that this happens, but it happens. So we are, but it's great because we actually have some big stuff coming up. All contracted, it's all coming this winter. I mean, we're set, but right now I just can't really go to work. I mean, I've got things I got to go do. I go do this and that. I do a service call here and there. I get my guys lined up. I check on them. You know, that whole boss thing. I do that. But I really, if I go to work, I have to basically lay one of them off. So I just lay myself off. And, but I'm out of big game tags other than doe tags here. And I don't have anything planned right this second. I'm going to Oklahoma in about a week and a half for whitetails, but yeah, I just, so what you're probably like, why are you babbling about this? You're not working, you're not earning your hunt on the Earn Your Hunt podcast, you fucking moron. I'm sorry, this is all a part of how I earn it. So what I've been doing lately is I've been out coyote hunting for the most. I mean, that's not all I'm doing, obviously. I'm doing it here and there. It's been... oh, God. It's been a long fucking couple of days. Last week, I wanted to take the kids to school every day for my wife. Be a good husband. So she didn't have to deal with that morning's shit. It's a pain in the ass trying to get them out the door, get them fed, get them to school on time, all that bullshit. But I also wanted to go hunting. So I was getting up at like 2:45 and going out and thermal hunting for like, you know, a couple hours, 2-3 hours. I had a little bit of success, not a crazy amount. I honestly think there's a portion of the time, and there will be people that are like actual experts in night hunting and coyote hunting. I am not an expert in predator hunting. I just do it because I love it, and it's also something to hunt right now that when I don't have anything else to hunt. I'm a fucking addict, and you know, it's the booze. I'm hitting the booze instead of the crack pipe. That's how people fucking wean themselves down. I'm an addict, so I need something to do. And then you can do this any time of the year. So that's what I'm after. I was getting up super early, hunting for 2 or 3 hours, shooting a couple dogs here and there, whatever. And then I was home in time to get the kids up, get them to school. And then I was going off to the office for a little bit, do this and that. You know, make sure my guys had shit to do. Piddle fucking around the house. I don't know. It seemed like I was fucking constantly busy, but I really wasn't being that productive in making any money. But that's why you save your money, folks, for times like this. And then when you do, you can fucking not feel guilty about going hunting and enjoying it. Because eventually, you're going to be working 7 days a goddamn week. And it's going to suck. So take advantage. And that's what I'm doing. But it's been quite the fucking last few days. I know I keep saying that. Just tell the fucking story. Alright, I will. What in the fuck is that guy doing? Let's see. Today's Saturday, so it would have been... Fuck, I gotta get the... So Thursday... it snowed Thursday. So me and a buddy lined up time to go hunting on Friday. We're like, fuck it, we're going to go hunt coyotes all day of Friday. Like, all right, cool. So, and I'll back this story up just a shade. No, I won't. That is the night. Okay, I should have wrote this shit down, but it's not that fucking interesting. I'm not going to spend time writing it down. So Thursday night, I'm planning on getting up. I got an hour drive to get to him. I'm planning up on getting up extra early and going and making some nightstands on the way. So I get up early. No, that's not it. My kids get up fucking at 1:45. They wake my wife up because I never wake up. I am a goddamn, I don't know, a freight train or snoring. That's what it takes to wake me up. Kids are screaming. They're both crying awake downstairs. She brings them upstairs, which we both know is a fucking mistake. But God, it's like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, she doesn't want to fuck with it. So she brings them up, throws them in bed. And my kids don't really do that. Like, I was bad at that shit when I was a kid. My kids don't do that. Thank God. And hopefully they don't start now. But, so she throws them in bed. I'm laying there kind of tossing and turning. Finally, I'm just like, fuck it. My alarm's set for like 2:30, 2:45 anyway. I don't want to wake them up. Like, as soon as they get to sleep, my alarm's going to go off. Wake everybody up. So I just get up at like 10 till fucking 2. Go downstairs. Get... I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to go hunting. I know it's going to be a little slow because it's middle of the fucking night. But screw it. I'm just going to go. So I head out. And I get up to where I'm going to hunt. And the fucking roads are terrible. Which I didn't think they would be. But they were. And I made four... I was able to make four stands in an area that I've been calling. I mean, I've called it a little bit. I've hit a couple new ones. And I haven't really boogered any of the spots up too bad. So I was like, ah, this should work. And then, you know, snow on the ground. It's bitter fucking cold. It's like 19 degrees. Like, ah, this should be fucking awesome. You know, I'm going to kill a couple dogs before we go. Me and my buddy will get set up first light. And we'll start slaying dogs. And we won't stop till the end of the day, and we'll just have a truckload of these fuckers. It's going to be a good day. I was fucking wrong. I called the four stands. I saw one coyote, and he wasn't coming to me. I got to an area, I scanned, and hindsight, I saw a coyote out in this field. So I got set up, but he was kind of cruising, and he was going the wrong direction for the wind. And I probably should have just snuck over to these trees and tried to kill him before. But he probably would have been a little too far. Anyway, I don't know. Fuck. I did what I did. He didn't come back, and I didn't see anything else. Four stands, no coyotes. Not even a god. Like, normally I'll see some weird shit, like a coon or badger. You know, something out there. You know, it is the nightlife. Fuck, I hardly saw any deer. It was just weird. Oh, I was like, oh, well, a bust, but we'll go over here to these new areas over here where my buddy's been, you know, he's got some spots. We had some public land. Holy fuck. We called all goddamn day. The first set we made was, I think it was a good set, but I think we were there a little late to begin with because the roads were shitty. And I got to him a little late, and then we got there a little late. I think the coyotes watched us walk in. It was kind of an exposed area. The wind wasn't perfect. It just kind of was something we didn't, you know. We were there, so we hit it. And we saw three coyotes, like, at 1,000 yards. And they were just standing there by this tree row, and then they were like, no thank you, sir. We ain't buying what you're selling. And they left. And that was the fucking tune of the day. Actually, it wasn't. We didn't see shit. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably just a bad caller. And that, I don't know if that's true or not. But we only saw one coyote in the entire day of driving all of the sand hills and all these roads. We only saw one out and about, which is weird for that kind of temperature, that kind of, you know, the first snow. I was a little mind boggled by it, but we ended up, and so we finally called a coyote, and we never had any howling going on. I know it's funny because there's going to be somebody that's like a coyote expert. Well, Jake, you know what? When a coyote when the first snow hits, they're not that active because they're still in the den licking their vagina. I mean, Jesus Christ. I know what I know. I know nothing. All right. So we finally call, not one in, he or she, I can't remember if it was a female, whatever. We killed it. My buddy killed it. I see it at like, seriously, like 315 yards. Just hanging out, just standing there. And so we throw a few different calls at it. We throw a call at it that, in my opinion, either gets them fucking coming or going. Fairly aggressive. We throw some shit at it, and this fucker's just like, he doesn't care. Not even a little bit. Doesn't even fucking care. Starts kind of wandering. He's about to go out of sight. My buddy's like, and for me, 300's a too, I mean, I'll shoot at a coyote at 300 yards, but I like to shoot him like 200 and in. I like to shoot him 100 and in. I was like, if I'd have been by myself, I would have taken a crack at it because I knew he wasn't coming. But I told him, he's a better shot to me anyway. I told him, I said, fucking light him up if you can. And he was like, I'll give it a shot. And he fucking dumped him, which was awesome. So we got that one. Went over, dragged his ass clear out of there. And then proceeded to continue. And this was midday. So that actually explains a little bit. You know, they little tired. He probably just woke up from a nap. He's like, I ain't got no time for you. Probably had just eaten a fucking squirrel or something. The funny thing is, I say eating a squirrel. There's no fucking squirrels anywhere close to where we were in the sand hills. There's no fucking squirrels out there. But he wasn't interested. So we moved on. We ended up finishing the day. We called two more coyotes in. Of course, they came in on my buddy's side again. And he shot. And I told him when he hit that 315er, I said, fuck, dude, now you're going to miss one at 100. You know, because he's bragging a little. I don't know if you'll listen to this, but it is. He wasn't bragging like I brag. He was just like, dude, that's a long shot. And it is. On a coyote, that's a hell of a shot. And he fucking hammered him. I mean, perfect. But that's what happened. We called these two in. And the one was kind of circling downwind. And he was like 160. Shot and missed it. They were younger dogs. They hadn't been messed with, so that one ended up coming back to almost the exact same spot where he had missed. We're shooting suppressors. We're cool. We have suppressors on our rifles. So he didn't booger too bad. Came back, and that time he hit him. I think as soon as he hit him, I told him to shoot him again. Because if a coyote spins, I shoot him again. Always. Almost, for me, I think that, you know, is a pretty good indication. I mean, they'll spin when you hit them good too, but a lot of times you hit them in the guts. And anyway, he spun. I told him to shoot him again, and then I watched him run out of sight. And we never did find that dog, but of course we didn't blood. Like, I don't know. You know, coyotes aren't worth shit. I wasn't gonna spend a ton of time looking for him. I mean, maybe some people think that's fucking wrong, but you know, I ain't shooting these fuckers to eat them. And if I have them, I'll drag them out and I'll, you know, sell them to somebody or give them to somebody that wants to put them up. You know, I try to do what I can with them. I used to put them up all the time, but now that they're not worth shit, you know, I'm kind of okay with not having fleas all goddamn winter. You know? I did. I always had fleas fleas every fucking winter when I was trapping. But anyway, we didn't really see much. We finished the last day, stand of the day at dark. We got the coyotes fucking howling. They were worked up, but they were not moving towards us at all.
Jake, you know what that means? That means you need to fucking, you need to put the call in your mouth.
God, don't you fucking hate me? I hate me. So anyway, that was our day. By the end of it, I was fucking exhausted. Just beat down, tired. And headed home. Got home late, you know, put the kids to bed. Me and the wife I was like, I'm done. Done for the day. Me and the wife went to bed. And, oh, fuck. About 1 o'clock, my wife had moved. She's so fucking... My old lady, she'll... Well, again, she might listen to this to fall asleep. I don't know. It's when I'm gone. But my old lady is a superstar mom. Like, yes, she gets frustrated and she screams at the kids. No doubt. We all do. But my wife is a fucking superstar. And she always knows, like, she just had this hunch. So she actually put a, she had put a, oh, what a baby monitor in my son's room. And just because he can't, he's still in a crib, so he can't get out himself. I mean, he's probably old enough to be not in a crib, but we don't want that little booger getting out all the time. That little bastard will 100%, like, just wander around in the dark and fall down the fucking stairs. There's just no way he's not gonna. I mean, he constantly is biting his tongue when he's eating. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's all of a sudden crying. I'm like, what are you doing? I feel bad for being mad at him because it hurts. I'm like, get that fucking thing out of your way. Like, didn't you learn last at lunch? Like, fuck. So he's just a boy. He just does dumb shit. You know? He just does boy shit. So we've got him in the crib. So she puts this monitor down. Like 1:30 at night, I hear just screaming. And I am pretty good at ignoring it. Like, I'm like, ah, it's just in my dream, and I'm just back to sleep. Well, my wife jumps up, runs downstairs. I don't even know what's going on for a while. About 2 o'clock rolls around, and I hear my son down in the living room screaming bloody murder. Like, bloody fucking murder. And my wife's trying to console him, and I kind of come out of my daze, and I hear him screaming, and between screams, I hear, bleh! I'm like, oh, God, no. You know, I mean, the little booger was just sick like this. God, it was in September, not too long ago, when I was on my moose hunt. I was gone for that one. But I am, like, god-awful tired. Like, I've only slept a couple hours now, and I've been up since, you know, so it's not good. I'm super tired. But I go downstairs because, you know, I want to be a dad, just praying. And I'm an asshole when I wake. Like, I'll admit it. Like, my wife used to wake me up when the kids would be up, like, 1 out of 50 times. And I mean, maybe I'm sharing too much about how much of a dick I am. But it's the truth. And I would just be like, not on purpose. It's just when I wake up, I'm an asshole. I'm just like, what? Fine. Fuck it. Fine. You want me to do it? Fine. Fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I'm such a dick. I go downstairs and my wife is holding like this bucket and he is puking into it on our couch. I'm like, oh my God, what a nightmare. I'm like, what can I do? And she knows that I'm beat down, and she knows I'm going to be no good tomorrow if I don't sleep. So she's like, just go to sleep. Yeah, she didn't even say you can take over in the morning, but that's in my mind what's going to happen. I was supposed to get up and go actually coyote hunting again with another buddy and help him set up some blinds. He's a guide out here. And he's going to set up some blinds because rifle season's coming up. I don't know. I was going to go help out, try to hunt some coyotes with him. And as soon as I got upstairs, I texted him, like, dude, there's no way I'm coming. I'm sorry, but there's no fucking way. Unless I want to get a divorce, it's not happening. So I planned on getting up and helping out. Now, I heard my son go through that same... I felt so bad for him. But also, it was just, so brutal. I don't know. But I managed to sleep through it. God, I sound like such a dick. Finally, around like 7, my wife come upstairs, and she was just beat down. She hadn't slept all night. She barely slept the night before, because I guarantee you, sleeping with my kids is like sleeping with two fucking badgers. You know, my daughter, I've said that before, she's like a fucking kung fu ninja in the bed. Like, just, she'll kick you. She'll get sideways, just kick the shit out of you. So she hasn't slept hardly at all for 2 days. And I was like, I'll take over. So I go downstairs. She goes to bed. he didn't really puke again. A little bit. But my son, unfortunately, has a thing where he's a bit of a mama's boy. I hate even saying it, but he is. Probably because my wife does shit like that for him. I don't know. I mean, he still loves me, obviously, but the one time he did puke, this was later in the morning. She had probably gotten to sleep for another hour, hour and a half at least. Maybe two. I don't know. Like mid-morning, 9 o'clock, something like that. He kind of puked. He puked on himself, and he didn't want me to help him. He wanted mom, which I get. You know, I've been there. So she came down and took over again. At this point, I was up, but it was a long fucking day. That was this morning. I think I took a half hour nap, middle of the day. That little booger fell asleep at like 10, and he didn't wake up till like 2. but I don't know. I did work out, so that happened. Just wanted to let you know. I posted it. It was real. I'm not feeling overly well. I'm not feeling fluish, but my whole family's got... My wife's been coughing. My son was coughing. Now I don't have necessarily a cough, but I can definitely feel some shit happening in my throat. You know, that old fucking crumminess. My head's a little bit wishy-washy. But of course, I'm on my way to fucking freeze my ass off. It's fucking raining. It's 39 degrees. Raining and it's fucking windy. It's not my... If my weather app fucked me on this, I'm going to be pissed. Because my weather app tells me that it's not too bad where I'm going in within like an hour. Like, by the time I get there, it shouldn't be too bad as far as wind. The wind direction's not great, but it's night hunting, so it's a little different. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm just testing God right now and being like, hey man, here you go. I'm just going to weaken the fuck out of my immune system. You hit me with everything you got. COVID me up, baby. God. Oh, I'm an idiot. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to hunt. I've been wanting to do this. I'm just trying to get all this out of my system before rifle season hits and all the jackasses are out. You know, I mean, rifle season stirs up more than just the deer. It stirs up all the fucking animals with all the people and the gunshots and, you know, everybody that's, you know, out driving around. If they see a coyote, they're shooting at it. So it winds them up pretty good here. And then, of course, in December, now that fucking deer season's over, every asshole and his brother are out fucking drinking beer and shooting coyotes and, you know, throwing their fucking Fox Pro on top of the roof, just, you know, sitting in their truck trying to call coyotes in. That is fucking stupid. So, can you say so again, please? Alright. I will probably jump on throughout the night and scream at you guys and let you know how it's going. I pray to have a good night. If I go, I'm exhausted right now. I'm still pretty tired. But if I go most of the night, my plan is to go until it kind of dries up, sleep for a couple hours in the truck, and then go again through early morning, mid morning, depending on the wind. I think the wind's supposed to pick up mid to late morning, so I'll probably call till that happens, and then I'm headed home, spend a little time with the kiddos. Hopefully they don't have a problem tonight. I'll probably get over here. I told my wife to call me or text me if shit hits the fan again. They seem to be fine, but who knows, you know. It's probably going to run through all of us. I'll probably be out here puking in between sets. But I'll keep you posted on Instagram. I will fucking let you know. And I will hop on and tell you how terrible I am at calling. All right, I'll be back. Alright, update. I think I've hit the lull in the night. The last two stands, I did see some coyotes, but no, last three stands. Excuse me. Three. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I have no idea. The last two stands, nothing. The dogs I saw weren't interested. I don't know. But the stand before that, I did shoot another coyote, so I'm at three for the evening. Ah, it's a badass deal too. He didn't really, he was circling me like they sometimes do. He was at 200. I ranged him right around 200. I fucking missed him. And he took off running straight away from me. And I rolled his ass probably like 230, which is a fucking poke, especially at night. So I felt pretty good about it. I did. Ah, God, but I'm fading. I'm fading a bit. I've decided to just go all night, which may be a mistake. I'm certain I'm going to fucking regret this because I'm not going to be able to sleep tomorrow. I have to be with the family, yeah, which is not their, I mean, that's, I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to rock and roll right into daylight and see what happens. And if the first few stands of daylight don't seem to be very good, I'm just going to say fuck it and go home. All right. That's the update. I'll keep jumping on as we go if anything exciting happens. Jake out. Well, there's been a major delay between updates. It's now 11 o'clock in the morning. I am dead ass tired. I won't lie to you. Why the fuck would I lie about that? And I'm headed home. I just had one of the best days of... well, night, day, whatever it's been, 12 hours, I don't know, fuck, it's been long, well, more than that, I left at like 9, 10, yeah, it's all like 13 hours of coyote hunting. It got a little slow there in the middle of the night, like I figured it would, but I, instead of stopping for a break and a nap, I decided to keep going, because I wanted to grind! Actually, I figured I'd feel worse if I took 2 hours to sleep. Especially in my truck. I have to deal with that on this podcast. On this high-quality podcast. Well, I don't even remember where I left off. I think the last time I talked to you guys, I had three... I finished with 8, folks. I'm just letting it sink in, and I'm literally just trying to keep myself awake on this drive home. It was a good time. I still feel like dog shit, but I don't know. I'm not going to tell you ever. I will tell you. I will tell you. I don't know. Let's see. What dog was... I think I did talk about the one that I... God damn it. I never fucking go back and listen to what I had already talked about, but I think I did talk about the one that I rolled. I think that was the last one I talked about. The one I rolled at like 230, 250, something like that. In the dark. Pure luck, by the way, but still pretty fucking cool. Well, my lethality is at its peak performance right now. Let's see, I called in nine dogs, killed eight. Yeah, go ahead and applause. Go ahead and give me the little... Well, if I was a legit podcast, I'd have like a button that fucking made it. nobody fucking cares. Yeah, but I had quite a few running shots, mostly because I always fuck up the first one. Like, I always fuck up the easy shot and then roll them on the run. That's how I do. I'm sorry. You probably just hate fucking listening to me cough, hack, and moan and talk about how fucking great I am at killing shit. You probably fucking hate it. But it's your own fault for listening. Yeah, let's just go over the ones that were fucking kind of cool. They were all really cool. I don't know. It's all kind of a fucking blur at this point. I did have a few other dogs in the middle of the night that were out there like 400 or 500 yards. They just weren't interested. I don't know if it was the time of night or what I was using to call. It was actually warm. The warmest part of the day or the whole trip was basically middle of the night. It was 40 degrees up until about 4 o'clock this morning. And then the temperature started dipping and went down to like, I don't know, 32, 34, something. I don't know. It dropped pretty, dropped down there close to freezing. I had one setup that I legitimately did not think was going to work out. I was calling kind of light. I was only going to give it, like 10 minutes. And right as I was about to call it quits, I look over and here's one coming from the neighbors. Which I love when not that it fucking matters, like it's not like deer, you killed somebody's big deer, you know what I mean? But I still love it. I love calling shit off of the property you're not supposed to be hunting. Call it onto the property you can hunt and then shoot it. And it was one of the bigger dogs I shot, and he came right in. He was coming right to the call. It was in some taller grass. When I laid out kind of my map of where I wanted to go, it didn't look... I thought this was a hay field with some bales in it, so I figured it was going to be kind of short stubble, but it wasn't. They must not have hayed it off this year. And the picture on Onyx is a little outdated, but yeah, he was coming straight to the call, and my fucking raspy ass voice, I tried to whoop at him, and it sounded more like... And he literally looks over at me and starts fucking running straight away. Not straight away. He was kind of diagonaling away. And he was fairly close when he did that. I mean, he was probably only... Fuck, he was probably 30, 40 yards when he saw me and started going away. And there was a house straight away from me. And so I knew I'd have to wait until he got... Luckily, he didn't go straight towards the house. He veered and went and... As soon as he got past where the house was, I fucking rolled him. Just, and again, he wasn't far, but I'm taking credit for it. I smoked him, just dropped him right there. So that one was pretty cool. Let's see. Then, right after that, I shot one at like fucking, I don't even know, 50 yards. I think I've ranged it as like 50, 60 yards. Coming to me, I didn't whoop at him to stop him because the last, I was like, fuck, he's right there. I'm just going to pit it in his chest. Well, I shot it, shot him. He starts spinning and takes off running. And of course, like I said, when they're spinning, I shoot. Well, when he was spinning, I missed. I saw the fur blow off him in the thermal scope. So I knew I hit him. I thought I hit him pretty well. But he took off running. He wasn't running super fast. And I shot one more time at him when he was going away. And I'm pretty sure I missed him. He wasn't hauling ass. So I thought, fuck, he's hit pretty hard. But then he disappeared. He went like over a rise right away. It's like, ah, fuck. So again, it was somewhat tall grass. So I went over there with the thermal and I tried to find him. And I could not for the life of me find him. I was like, ah, fuck it. I'm not going to waste any time. So I needed to haul ass. That was at the point where I needed to take the long ass trek, which it was. It was like a fucking 30-minute drive to get where I needed to be for daylight, for the first light hunt. And I didn't quite make it, but close. Went and made my first stand and had a coyote come barreling in from my left. He came out of nowhere over the hill. It's basically sand hills, so he came over the hill running straight towards me, straight at the call, just coming like you want him. And I always set up, here's some tactics for you. I use a non-attached bipod. I don't like an attached bipod. I put my hand on mine and I can swivel it, lower it, raise it. I don't know. I just like it, and I can swing it and twist it whatever way I need to make it the right height. So I always set up as far to the right as I can because it's super easy for me to swing to the left. Obviously, I'm right-handed. He was coming hard. And when I swung over, he saw me and just turned. Perfect. He just turned perfectly broadside. And I fucking drilled him. That was an easy shot. I mean, hell, he was probably, again, 60, 70 yards. Just popped, just knocked him straight over. The day hunting, I probably should have stayed. But I want to get home and see the family. And I can go back, whatever. But so the next stand, I go a little ways and get set up and fucking start calling. Let's see. That was the one I missed. So that dog come from the hard right, and he, excuse me, came from the hard right, and there was a knoll. If he would have just kept coming towards the call, he would have come right into my shooting lane. But instead, he veered and wanted to come up and get downwind, which and put him like fucking coming over the hill I was basically sitting on. He popped his head up. All I could see was the top, his eyes and his fucking ears above the brush. And he's looking straight at me. I had to swing my whole body around to get a shot. And I was like, you know what? I probably should have just let him run away and then shot him, tried to shoot him running away, because that would have been probably easier than a headshot. But I thought, hey, I'm fucking deadly today. And I missed. And I saw him one more time running away about 150, 200 yards. But I don't know. I don't like to. Sometimes I pray and spray. Sometimes I don't. I don't know what makes me make the decision. But when I've only shot one shot at him, a lot of times I'll just let them go because I don't think they even know what the fuck happened. So I don't feel like I... And wait for it. Here's a word you're not going to like. Educated them. Jesus Christ. So I didn't get that one. That was the one I didn't get. Went to the next stand. And it was actually more of a... I didn't think it was going to work. It was kind of a tight little stand, and I only wanted to make it because it was right on the edge of this brush, and I just felt confident there was probably a coyote in there, which there wasn't. He came from my left again, and this one came right in, just like you like, bouncing towards the call, went behind a little knoll so I could swing, came out, was trotting, stopped and turned broadside, and I shot him. And he did the same thing. He fucking spun a little bit and then took off to the left and disappeared right away. But I knew he was done. Oh, is this boring you? Maybe it is boring to listen to. I don't know. But it was god-awful fucking exciting. I will tell you, coyote hunting is probably... I don't know if it's my favorite hunting of all time. It's pretty hard to beat being close to an animal with a stick bow. But, God, it's fucking fun when a coyote is running towards you. Don't go out and buy a call and a goddamn gun and just go out and fucking destroy the woods. If you live anywhere near me, don't do that. Okay? Okay? It sucks. Actually, it usually does suck. The other day we didn't see a goddamn thing. This was just a perfect storm. Called two other spots. One, I didn't have anything come in. And then my last stand, I needed to get home. Actually, what I wanted to do is I wanted to go look for that other coyote that I'd shot before I had to go home. And called, and this one came in from the right on a dead-ass run. And I had the call set up below me, but on a little knoll. And that coyote came up that draw the head of it was where my call was. He came up, I mean, literally up onto my call. And as soon as he got, I knew it was going to fucking happen. I was ready for it. As soon as he got to the call, he took off running to the right. And I shot as he was running. Not a super long shot, probably 40, 50 yards. Hit him. I looked at it. It was a little low leg, but I mean, right behind the shoulder. Got part of his offside leg, so he was kind of carrying it, but he was still clipping. And I fucking sprinted to where he went over the hill. And this is where it got awesome. He was going away from me, kind of diagonal away to the right. I ranged it. It was like 230 yards again. I won't lie. I started shooting at him at like 180. I sent three of them. Boom. He got up the hill. Boom. Missed him. Turned him a little bit. And then the last one, right before he fucking got over the hill, rolled him. When I got to him, I was almost certain that the first shot would have been fatal, but God, I hate tracking coyotes. So that was the last one, and then I headed back to where I had shot that one I talked about earlier, and ended up finding him. He was not far from where I had hit him. He got in some, I didn't even think he was in tall grass, but tall enough apparently that I just didn't look in the right spot with that thermal. I mean, it's kind of hard to find him. I need a dog so that they can just go pick him up. Oh, the poor dog, flea bitten. He'd just be full of fleas. I know a lot of guys do that with dogs. I'm not an idiot. Just treat your dog with fucking ivermectin. I don't know. I might need some ivermectin. I might have the fucking vid. I got the vid, folks. I just tested positive for that shit like 6 months ago? Sometime around January. What's that? Fuck, that's been a while, so I probably do have it. Anyway, I'm on my way home. I might jump on here later this week. I think I'm going to leave this open-ended because I'm going to do a little more hunting this week. I don't have much to do. And then next week, I'm going to fucking sleep and hang out with my kid. That's all I'm doing next weekend. Is I'm going to sleep and hang out with my kids because it's opening day of rifle season here in Nebraska. And I just don't go in the woods during rifle season. I don't feel safe. And then I leave for Oklahoma on Tuesday. So, God damn it. Say so one more time. I'm punching the fucking face, Jake. I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face. All right. Well, if I have any more cool shit happen, I will let you know. But that 8 brings me to a grand total, as of right now, to 20 for the year. Since I don't remember when I kind of went out a little bit in October. I don't know. Early October or sometime, and then I was gone. And then, holy fuck, what's that? There's a nice buck pushing a... Holy shit. There's a nice buck pushing a doe. Oh, sir, you are in trouble next week. God, I feel bad for you. I hope he fucks that doe. I really do. Because that deer is out in the middle of... fucking 50 yards off the highway. It's pretty wide open. And no, I will not tell you where it's at. It's on private land. Go fuck yourself. All right. I'll talk to you in a bit. Back in it. I'm back in the old night wagon. 8:30 at night. I'm headed night stalking again. I'm sick as fuck. And this is not going to help. Pulling an all-nighter again is probably not a good idea, but I can't fucking help it. I know that rifle season's coming. And once it gets here, I don't know. I blame rifle season for everything. I blame it for all the dead deer, the shitty deer hunting, the shitty coyote hunting. It always seems like after rifle season, the coyotes get harder to kill. I don't know. Maybe it's because I suck. So I'm fucking crushing as much as I can. And again, I don't have much going on at work. We had a fucking psycho crazy storm. Windstorm come through yesterday, I guess. The fuck was it? Tuesday? Today's Wednesday. Anyway. I mean, like 80, 90 mile an hour winds. Tore some shit out. We lost power for most of the afternoon. I think it came back on at like 8 or 9 o'clock last night. So we were out of power for quite a while. As an electrician, a dumbass electrician who does not have a generator hookup on his house, I've decided that I think I need one. It's not like he can't be without power. The problem is I've lived there for 10 years and I've only gone out of power twice now that I can remember. Yeah, I'm pretty sure twice is all. And both times were pretty short-lived. It wasn't like overnight. Anyway. Not that you give a shit. I'm gonna go... Yeah. I'm gonna give it a whirl. I don't know. I threw my sleeping bag in. We're gonna see. Tonight seems like it should be good. The temperatures are dropping. It's gonna be cold. Really cold all night. Cold tomorrow. And I got a code class on Friday. So I only got a few more days to rock and roll. So I'm going to try to get after it. And I'll rest. I'll rest on Saturday. While the orange fucking mafia is out blasting Bambi. you have to bear with that. All right. Seemed like I had some other shit to talk about. I talked about the power outage. We didn't lose any shingles. All it did was blow all of my fucking leaves out of my yard. Seriously. my yard and my back porch looked like it was a... I was being lazy and not picking up all my leaves. It took all of them. Like, I've got a few in, like, little tight corners, and that's it. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. The fucking... the fucking dogs. During the windstorm, I look out my back window. And here's... Actually, what I thought it was is a giant fucking... I don't know. Police dog? What the fuck is a police dog? Like a great... it's not a Great Dane. Nah, anyway. Big ass dog. Mounting what looks like my... one of my dogs. My female dog. My female red heeler. Or red... excuse, I have a red lab. Which is... she's fixed. So I was like, ah, what the fuck, dude? Get off my dog! You know? So I go open the door and I look and it's not my dog. My dog's, she's just a spectator sitting in the kennel watching as this dog is railing this other dog. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, get the fuck out of here, you know? And I don't know if this is when they got stuck. So I went back inside. I was like, fucking dogs, you know? Well, I look back out like 10 minutes later. They're still out there, but they're like, they're still together, but, like, both standing on all fours. So I was like, oh. They seem to be glued together. So I watched them for, I don't know. Like, I was like, fuck. That's a perfect way to get bit, you know. He's probably a little bit in pain. I don't know these dogs. I don't even know what to do. Like, what do you do? Turns out what you do is you do nothing. The vet we called said there's nothing you can do, they'll figure it out. I was like, oh fuck. Well, I wish these dogs would have picked a different place to have sex, you know, like fucking not in my yard. Like somebody in the neighbor's yard would have been fine. I don't know, it was just a weird problem to have. And during the windstorm, like my wife comes home like 15 minutes later, so these dogs have been in my yard for like 20 or 30 minutes. Stuck together, not doing anything. I'm like, ah, fuck. So she feels bad. I'm like, I ain't getting bit. But, so we go out there. We kind of get close. They let us get close. I'm petting him. I get a phone number off of his collar. Call the number. It's a fucking vet in Cheyenne, Wyoming. So obviously this dog is some college kid's dog. And fuck, I don't know. The vet was like, well, there's nothing you can do about them being stuck together. You just call these couple of numbers. This is probably whose dog it is. And we called a couple of numbers. I don't even think we ever found whose dog it was. And I was, you know, we were inside trying to find the owners, and I look out and I don't know what happened, but he got out. They're both laying down at this point, licking themselves, because obviously they're in some sort of pain. Like, at one point, he is facing, when they were stuck together, I don't even know how this is fucking possible. The dude had it, he had a red rocket on him. A big one, I guess. I don't know. He was facing the other direction. They were butts to butts. I know this is disgusting, but this is a fucking problem that I had. It's a fucking weird problem to have. Especially during a windstorm. Fucking, like, trampolines are, like, blowing into power lines and shit. And I got a goddamn dog fucking another dog in my yard. And they're stuck. I'm not gonna lie. We called the cops. Because we weren't sure what to do. I kind of felt bad about it. Because I didn't really want it to go to the pound. But... excuse me. But we felt bad. You know, I don't know what to do. Maybe send a vet over. Maybe send the fucking dog catcher over. Maybe he's got some experience. Maybe he can rub some butter on it. Help him get apart. I don't know. Anyway. We never found the owners and they fucking licked themselves long enough that they felt like they could walk and they left. So the problem worked itself out. Again, I'm sick. So I apologize. I've had a few people messaging saying, why the fuck haven't you done a podcast? Like, I'm fucking working on it. I ain't had anything to say in a couple of weeks. Oh, God, I'm already tired. This is going to be a rough go. All right, well, I'm just going to jump on here periodically again and keep you posted on the hunting. I'm hoping to have another good night. I didn't want to say what my goals are. I don't even want to tell you. We're going to find out. All right, stay tuned. Just over here putting out the vibe. Putting out the coyote vibe. Whoa! Ugh, God, I can't even do that. Can't scream. Alright, I've made two stands. I fucked one up, kinda. My first stand, I called one in. He kinda circled and gave me a shot. It wasn't a long shot, but he's kinda quartering two. I'm almost certain I hit him. I don't know. I didn't. I would say I'm 95% sure I hit him. And then he whirled and went. And where I was calling was fairly. Well, it was right on the edge of the timber. And where he came through was on in the timber. So he whirled. I got one more shot. And I missed him. And he disappeared right away. Over a little rise. I walked down there. I didn't find any blood, but that timber drops into some very deep, nasty draws. I'm guessing he got in that brush and died right there, and I just didn't find him, so I don't know. I'll go back and check later during the day, see if I can find him. Just because I fucking can't stand not finding him. It really ain't worth the gas and the time for a $10 coyote, but I can't help myself. And then the second stand, I hope this continues, knock on wood. As soon as I started up the call, one was coming from 500 yards away. Came right over about, I don't know, 80, 90 yards. Dropped him right there. And kept calling for a little bit. Where I was at, even though I got the suppressor on, it was still echoing pretty bad. So I did call another dog, but he was kind of on to me. And he didn't come in. He was probably 300 yards, 400 yards away. I wasn't going to take a poke at him. He was kind of behind some trees anyway. And he decided to take off. But not a bad start. God, I'm sorry. This podcast sucks. I sound like a fucking... I don't know. I think I sound like Ray. Ray Romano. I got kind of the nasally voice. All right. Well, I just wanted to give you an update. Stay tuned. I know you're fucking riveted out there. All right, we're rocking the country music now. The country station. God, I don't fucking call this like the plague podcast. Oh my God, that was a fucking terrible joke. Jesus. Well, it is now 5 a.m. I haven't been keeping up with my updating. The fucking weatherman was wrong. Really wrong. The wind was not supposed to blow tonight very much. And, it wasn't supposed to be sleeting and foggy. I've had both. God damn it. It's been a pretty good night, to be honest with you, for the weather. It's cold, so they seem hungry. I've seen a lot of coyotes. They've come in. The only problem is my thermal isn't working as good. It still works, obviously, you know, with the fog. It's not like super dense fog, or else it wouldn't work at all. It's I could still see a good 100 yards, you know, but it's not super clear. I missed a missed a coyote. I don't even know. I'm gonna just blame myself. I fucked that one up. And I've shot, I think when I last left this podcast, I actually only had one and a maybe. And now I've got four and a maybe. So the other, right after that last update, I called one in. I don't know what the fuck. I just suck. This is going to sound... Oh God, I had to shoot this one on the run again at like 150 yards because I missed him at 120 standing broadside. I don't know. I gotta check my thermal too. Most of the coyotes I've been hitting have been not the most fantastic hits, but I'm not the most fantastic shot with a rifle. I'll be honest with you. It's not something I'm very good at. Don't practice it a lot. And coyotes are small. And I get pretty worked up when they come in. So, it's probably just me. Not the rifle. But I am going to check it. Shot that one on the run. The fog was kind of settling in. It was like foggy. / sleeting. It was like raining, misting. I don't know. It was fucking weird because it's 20 degrees, 19 degrees. So I don't, I have no idea how it could even be doing what it's doing, but that's what it was doing. So I actually pulled up to some hay bales that I was going to call by and took a little half hour, 45 minute siesta. And then got out and proceeded to miss that coyote. I ranged it. It said 57 yards. But I'm pretty sure that was just a misrange because of the fog. I'm guessing he was more like a... Well, I don't know. At night, it's tough to get a depth perception. He wasn't that far away. I missed. I fucked up. And then I continued on and... Fuck, I don't know. How did I kill that other one? Oh, yeah. Well, then I just had a good all-out. One ran in. Turned broadside at about 70 yards. And I punched him. Dropped him right there. So that one wasn't too exciting. I mean, it was fucking exciting for me. But for you listeners... Fuck, I'm sure none of this is that exciting. I don't know why you even listen to me. God damn it. And then this last coyote I just shot. That one was same deal, came running in. The wind wasn't great. Luckily, he was kind of young and stupid. That's how I like him, young and dumb. And shot him. He fell over right there. The worst part about that one was... I had to drag him about, I wasn't too far, probably like 300-400 yards across, but it was across a pivot that the guy had just disced up, and all of the big pieces of dirt were frozen, so it was like walking in a freaking, I don't even know, like a big boulder field that had some, like a boulder field in tundra. I have no idea. It was weird. It was kind of real squishy, but also rolling your ankle everywhere. And of course, I didn't have a pack or anything, so I'm dragging the coyote with my bare hand because I don't have a glove on one of my hands. And I've got my gun, my tall ass tripod, and my call in my other hand, my gloved hand. By the time I got to the pickup, my hand, holy fuck, it is slick as fuck, boys. Holy shit. This highway is dangerous. I have to move pretty slow. But yeah, by the time I got to the truck, like, my hand hurt so fucking bad. But I'm fine. My hand is fine. I am not gonna die of this, whatever the fuck I've got, this disease that my son brought home to me. And now I'm going a little farther. I got about a half hour drive. Fuck, now it's gonna be like an hour drive, which is fine. I've got time. I was going to try to make one more nightstand, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I'm going to try to get over to this other spot and finish. Holy fuck! I'm just fishtailing all over the fucking place. This is crazy. Well, fucking wish me luck, boys. Hopefully I don't die over a fucking coyote. That'd be stupid. Luckily, I'm probably the only moron on the road. I'm just going to drive 20 miles an hour. All right, I'll jump back on. I'm going to go day hunt for a while. If it's good, I'm going to try to stay out all day and keep slaying. I'll keep you posted. All right, little update. I am fucking tired. It is 2:30. I'm just getting back to town. And I am literally going to go home and take a nap. I can't even talk. That's how stupid I am. I don't know, folks. I ended with 7. I'm not going to go over to the day hunt. I don't know how many stands I made. A lot. And I should have... I think I should have killed at least 2 more. For sure I should have killed 2 more. I had a chance at a double and fucked it all up. I don't even want to fucking talk about it. It was... Goddamn, it was a gimme. I'm going to blame my cold. Because I can... Both... So it was just perfect. One dog come blazing in, going right for the call. And I can't fucking... I usually whoop at him to stop him, but... Woo! That's my best whoop. Sounds like a fucking... I actually did that the other night. Woo! And it didn't work. That fucker turned tail and took off. I did kill him, because... But so I tried shooting a fucker on the run coming in, and for whatever reason I sucked dick at that, and then I missed him. Well, then my dumbass had my fucking I'm a goddamn novice. Fucking power my scope all the way up for some stupid ass reason. I always have it all the way down, But I like to shoot them. If they come over the hill like 100 yards, I like to dial it up so I can really pin it in there. Which was fucking stupid because after I missed him, then I couldn't find him in the scope. So then I was pretty pissed off. And then I decided to keep the call going because I only shot once. And it had only been like 7 minutes. So I kept it going. And then about, I don't know, five minutes later, another dog came in from a little bit farther to the left, hard charging again, and my dumbass did the same fucking thing. God, what a fucking idiot. I don't know. After I missed him, and then I did get a shot at him the second time, and I missed it again, I felt like putting that barrel in my mouth. I know it's a joke, but it's... Oh, God. Is there anything worse than missing a goddamn coyote? Especially that. Like a easy layup shot. Two fucking coyotes. Ugh. But everything else went pretty good. I called in. I kept calling singles. So, I don't know. I put three more down. And, yeah. I don't know. It was a fun trip, but I am fucking beat. So I'm going to jump off. I'd really like to get one more outing before the gunslingers come blazing into town. But I don't know if I'm going to get it done. I got to get some sleep. I have been burning the candle at both fucking ends. Not at work. But the last couple weeks, I've been getting up super early or hunting all night and work. I don't know. It's just been a fucking... not much sleep. And feeling like dog shit. So I probably need to get some rest. Like you fucking care. But I don't know. I'd like to shoot a few more before the orange comes. The orange fucking army. All right, well, we'll see. If I get out again, I'll throw another episode up or another segment. If not, this may be the end. We'll see. Well, looky there. Looky there, I'm back. I am back. I said it might be over, but it's not. You're welcome. I'm just going to keep this fucker going. Well, I slept in a little bit this morning. Got me some sleep, and when I woke up, well, I say slept in, fuck, like six, but I went to bed at like eight, so I needed it, god damn it, leave me alone, it feels like I haven't slept in days, I thought this morning, I wanted to go again, I wanted to go hunting, I got a real problem, I wanted to go this morning, but I just decided I needed to sleep and then help with the kids in the morning. Well, when I woke up, school had been postponed because the roads were icy. I don't quite understand how it like rains when it's 20 fucking degrees. I mean, obviously I don't understand a lot of things because I'm an idiot, but yeah, like it was like misting. Just like it was on me when I was hunting, misted last night. The roads were all wet, and then they were all just a sheet ice. I mean, you could literally have ice skated on them. So they pushed school back. So when I woke up, I was like, hey, why don't I just go ahead and piss my wife off and say, hey, I'm going to run out and do some hunting. Oh, we had just a light dusting of snow. And so I was like, I'm going to just run out real quick. I'm going to make a couple stands, and then I'm going to drop these coyotes off, and I'll come back. She wasn't overly pleased, but, you know, she still loves me, I think. I have to get her flowers or something, take her to lunch. You know, be a good husband. But I went out. I made one stand. The fucking wind was blowing too much, which I don't know. I was on the fence. I was like, I looked at the weather. Anyway, it was blowing a little too hard, but I did make one stand. And then I went to look for the dog that I had shot yesterday morning, or the very first one I talked about that I hit, that I couldn't find in the dark. I just buzzed up there because it's kind of on the way to where I was going to drop the coyotes off, and didn't find him. Now, obviously, I couldn't really see, couldn't really look for blood either because the ground was just got this light coat of snow on it. Anyway, it's just a coyote. I don't give a shit. Just dropped the 7 off from yesterday with the Yowies. I probably shouldn't say their name. Oh, fuck. No one listens to this goddamn podcast anyway. these folks are legit, man. I tell you, like, it's funny because everybody around here knows them. I don't know. Like, I go back and forth on whether I should actually talk about this. It doesn't matter. Like, for one thing, these people will never listen to this podcast. And two, I'm not talking poorly about them at all. They are legitimately, they're the nicest humans on Earth. They kind of live like, I don't want to say the Amish, but, you know, they don't have power to their place. They live in this little, like, shed cabin that they built, which ends up, they've like they cut lumber. Well, they do a lot of shit. They're the hardest working people I've ever seen. Like just now, I pulled up there to throw the coyotes out. The old man's out there cutting firewood. The kids are building pallets. It's fucking 19 degrees with a wind chill of 0, and they're just out there just loving life. The old man, he's got, I don't know how many kids they got. Freaking, they're, I say kids, they're all about my age now. They all live there. It's like 6 or 7 kids, I think. I don't know, might be more. I mean, they're living like they did in the 1800s. Short of, I guess they do have a few amenities. They do have power if they fire the Jenny up. They live off the grid. I say they're living the dream. I say it out loud, but I know myself. The other day when the power went out, I was a big fucking baby. I was like, God damn it. I wish I had a generator so I could at least have lights and some heat, you know? But that's where I've been throwing my coyotes. They're not worth anything. Give me a few bucks for them, whatever. My biggest thing is I can't shoot shit without having something to do with it. I just can't. Well, that's not necessarily true. I like to know that it's being used, but I've tossed aside a few skunks and a few jackrabbits and a few coyotes, to be honest. But I'm just being honest here. Plus, we don't have any tree huggers that listen to this podcast. And I don't care because the thing of it is coyotes need managed. That is the case. I know people will say the more you shoot, the more there are, which bring them on. Like I like a healthy population, but when I say a healthy population, I mean a healthy population, not fucking coyotes full of mange. I feel like if you keep them riled up, shot, you know, you're doing your part. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist. I don't know things. I just go off of what I know, which is coyote hunting is fun. Ranchers appreciate it. And, I got a place. These guys are skinning them. They do all sorts of, they make shit out of them. They sell a few. I don't know what they do with them, but they use them. Fuck, they probably make blankets to sleep at night. I don't know. They are the greatest people. And if there are any locals listening, I'm sorry. You're a crazy bastard. And you know what I'm talking about. Take them your coyotes. All right, I got to get home. I'm going to go help wrangle up the kids, take them to school, and then I got some bills to pay. I got some bills to pay, and this $70 I got here ain't going to do it. So, here we go. All right, I don't know. Are you going to hear me again? Possibly. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. For now, get back to work, you cunts. All right. We're in the Predator Mobile. We're cruising. It's 10:30 at night. It's Thursday evening. And I'm out looking for dogs. What is that? That's a deer. It's fucking only a couple more days before rifle season. This is probably the dumbest thing I've ever done because tomorrow, Friday, I have a code class. And my awesome inspector is doing a class just for me and my crew because I fucking wait till the last goddamn minute and never get classes taken. So he was gracious enough to do a class just for us. So I decide to go hunting. I'm sure I will hunt most of the night. Then I'll be sitting in his class tomorrow. All fucking three of us. hopefully not looking tired and bored. Pissing him off. Like, what the fuck? You know? It's not you, sir. It's just the fact that I can't fucking get these coyotes out of my mind. I still can't hardly talk, can't hardly yell. I'm coughing like a motherfucker. Still, this shit better be gone by next week. I tell you what, if I go to Oklahoma with this cough, I don't know, I have to buy me one of those cough mufflers or something. I think that's a thing. If that's a thing and somebody knows one that works, send that shit to me. I can't, like, that was like a I don't know if it was a gimmicky thing. God damn it. Every time there's nothing worse than having to cough. He's trying to sit on a stand or in a stand. Sucks. Oh, God. Honestly, I don't know as if you muffle it with your sleeve, unless a coyote's like standing right there, I don't know if it bothers animals as much from a distance because all animals cough. You ever been around cows? They sound like a bunch of fucking old... It sounds like you're at a goddamn old folks home. Anyway. I made three stands. I killed one coyote. I probably shouldn't even tell this story because it kind of makes it sound like it's not... For whatever reason... So, these coyotes, I think, they watched me from about 200 yards away, set my collar out. Of course, it's night. They can see really good at night, and there's a full moon, so they could... I don't have no idea, and they weren't young, because the one I got, one of them, and a pretty good-sized dog. I don't know. I don't know. It got me fucking wondering what they... Like, I was like, oh, my God, are these dogs? But where I was at, there's no fucking way they were dogs. I mean, just no, if they were dogs, they were fucking wild dogs, because they, you know, in my mind, they were so far away from anybody's house that I was like, well, fuck. I know it sounds bad, like, could you kill a dog? I think if you're careful, no, but I don't know, like, it got me, everything told me coyote. Except the fact that they watched me set my call out and then came to it. But they were kind of circling. And it had me so riled that I didn't even get a shot off on the second one. But it was a big old beautiful coyote. I wish I would have got her partner. We'll see. I'm going to keep going. The fucking weatherman lied to me again. I went to my first spot, and it's kind of up at a different elevation from where I live. And once you got up there, the wind was blowing, I don't know, 20. I was like, fuck, it's only supposed to be blowing like 8 miles an hour. What the fuck? Well, that was wrong. So my Onyx said that the other direction from town, the wind wasn't blowing as hard. So I fucking drove all the way back to town, drove all the way back out here. And that was actually correct. Wasn't blowing too bad out here. Made a few stands, killed a dog. Now I'm headed back. It looks like the weather's, or the wind's gonna die down a little bit up on top here later in the evening. So I'm gonna go make a few more stands. I'm closing in on finishing this podcast off. I know you're tired of it. You're tired of coyotes. You're saying, Jake, I thought you were a bow hunter. What are you doing? Fuck, killing myself is what I'm doing. I'm sorry. This is terrible. But I must continue for the fans. For you folks out there who just can't stand to not have me yell at you. Doing it for you. I think the yelling is actually making it worse. All right, I'm gonna put a little pin in this, and I'll jump back on here probably at the end of the night, update you, and then I'm fucking sending this out first thing in the morning. Sending it out, and I'm gonna let you guys listen to it while I'm sitting in a fucking code class. Right now, you're probably listening to this, and I'm. Jesus. Learning about class 1 div 2. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, all right. I will talk to you soon. Alright, I am finally calling it. I'm calling it for the night. I'm calling it for my last outing before deer season. I act like this is like the fucking last time I'll coyote hunt ever. No, just not gonna go for a couple of weeks here because rifle season, then I'll be gone. But you never know. You just never know. I did it. I shot 2 more coyotes. I doubled up on my last stand. It's only midnight. Well, it's 12:30 right now, but and I could 100% keep going and was planning on it. Like an idiot, wear myself down so that I'm just a mess tomorrow in class. But I got up to the, went clear back up on top, and the fucking wind's still howling up there. I even drove almost all the way to a stand and just said, fuck it. I'm not gonna just spin my wheels. I'm gonna go home. I got to my 30. That was my goal. Get to 30 before deer season. And with that double I got, that's what, where I'm at. So I am calling it. God damn it. I don't know. I guess that's the podcast. That's the end of it. While you're listening to this, I'm probably sitting in class. Wish me luck. I hope I'm not asleep. Offending my inspector, the man who has the right to fuck me up. professionally, you know. Oh, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm fucking tired. All right, That's it. That's the podcast. That's the Predator podcast for this week. I guess next week I'll be chasing whitetails. A little more normal for you folks. So funny because I've predator hunted my whole life. I've trapped a ton. I just never really talked about it. So everybody's like, stay in your lane, Jake. You know, I mean, no one's actually said that to me, but I get that impression. I like to hunt other shit rather than just, it's not just stick bow hunting for me. And the more I venture out or back out, the more I'm excited about it. I want to go fucking pheasant hunting. You know, like I haven't done much of that shit. I've never shot a duck or a goose. I know I've said that shit before on this podcast, but that's fucking insane. It's insane. I mean, how do you not have never shot a duck or a goose? Ah, fuck. So I might try that this winter. I don't know, but I'm enjoying doing different things. A little bit of gun hunting, a little bit of bow hunting, a little bit of shotgunning, just whatever. Whatever I got the opportunity to go after, I'm after it. All right. Well, as always, get your asses back to work. I'm going to bed.